the shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian Zetterlund on a one-time pass. Cooks the defense as a kid. Deke shoots. Deke shoots. A spectacular rush from end to end. I mean, Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Raimi.
Kane to DeBrincat down the left side. He shoots one toward the net, and Georgiev gets a piece of that. It rings off the glass and ricochets all the way back to the Red Wing zone, where goaltender Ville Husso touches it and leaves it for the D. But the Sharks are in there forechecking hard. Wennberg just back, throws it out of the slot. Will Smith, a one-time shot. Great save. Rebound. Score! Jan Ruda gets the rebound and bangs it in past Husso. After an incredible save by Ville Husso off of Will Smith, Jan Ruda gets his second goal of the season at 1:45 in the first, and the Sharks are off to the races, leading 1-0 in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in this situation, more than a few times this year. So, we got the job done today. So hopefully that's just a sign of us taking steps in the right direction, and that when we have the lead, we can play like tonight.
What's to say? Make a statement. We made a statement. Okay, we've been playing some good hockey. We got the result tonight. Proud of you guys. Everyone, every guy in here. Okay, great start. Roots getting us going. Sniper here. Serving me with this shorty. Great play by Eki. And then I think when it got a little spiral out of control a little bit, we just kept coming, right? No matter what happens, we just keep playing, keep competing. Okay, we respond. Okay, big power play there. Granny tucking it. Never give up when Tove tucks it back. And then Mario puts it down the Great job in that 5-on-6. Outstanding. And then when we needed saves, he was there all night. George. Okay, we'll rest up. But this is going to go to a guy who puts his body in the line every time he's on the ice. 7. Sturman.
All right, boys. Good start to the trip. Let's put a couple more points in the bank.
All right, good morning and happy Wednesday, everyone. As we are waking up winners on the 15th of January, the Sharks starting off a 5-game road trip with a win in Detroit, a response game. Whether it was Will Smith showing up with a point, a game after he had sat down, whether it was Macklin Celebrini getting his first multi-point game in a while, whether it was Alex Georgiev coming up with the big stops time after time after time, whether it was San Jose coming up with a shorthanded goal, over and over in this game, San Jose came up with the big response in the big moment. That's how you win in the NHL. We often talk this year about the Sharks learning how to win. What they did on the ice last night in Detroit is indicative of what it takes to win. The San Jose Sharks took control of the game early. They gave themselves a 2-goal buffer. And every time Detroit would push back, the Sharks would have a pushback of their own. Every time Detroit tried to open up the game and make it more of what they wanted to play, the Sharks were able to close things down and play that much tighter, really control the game, really control what they wanted to do out there, and gave themselves the ability to dictate the terms of the game, something the Sharks have not been able to do often enough this year. But they come up with offense. Another thing San Jose has not been able to do this year, they have been far too offensively lacking in games this year, especially when they've given themselves a chance. In this game, they made good on their opportunities. They put the puck in the back of the net. They showed what they can be capable of on any given night in the NHL. And they cooled one of, if not the hottest team in the NHL, in the Detroit Red Wings, a team that had been on a win streak 7 games in a row heading into last night's game. So for San Jose, they have showed once again that they can play with and beat any team in the NHL, showed what they're able to do overall as a team, and continue to take strides forward, even in the midst of a, stretch back to the start of December where they had not been able to get enough separation in too many winnable games. This was a game where they were able to get that separation. We look back at some of those wins in the month of November, specifically a 7-2 win over LA or an 8-5 win over Seattle. What did they do in those games? And no, this is not meant to be poignant, but they walked away with a whole lot of goals. They dropped 7, right, against LA, 8 against Seattle. That's going to give you a chance to walk away with a win. It's going to take the pressure off your goalie. It's going to take the pressure off everyone. It's going to allow your team to be that much more free and easy. And what did they do yesterday? Six goals. No, it's not seven or eight, but usually that's enough to win. But if you look at the offensive results heading into this game, two goals against Tampa in the month of January, three goals against New Jersey, two goals against Vegas, one goal against Utah, one goal against Minnesota. That's simply not a whole lot of offensive production. In 2025, heading into last night's game, they had scored nine goals in five games. That is fewer than two goals per game. They completely flipped that narrative on its head in dropping six on Detroit. Obviously, you look at big nights across the board. You've got Tyler Toffoli with a goal and two assists for a three-point night. William Eklund with a goal and two assists for a three-point night. Macklin Celebrini had two assists for a two-point night. Mark Edward Vlasic had an assist for a point. Mikael Granlund had a goal, 1 point. Alex Wenberg, back from being out, he got a point off an assist. Jan Ruda, he had a goal. Mario Ferraro, an empty netter. Nico Sturm, a shorty. Will Smith, an assist. Guys coming through with big plays at big moments. The Sharks never trailed in this game. We've seen so many times this year where the Sharks have been able to jump out to an early lead only to take their foot off the gas. This was not a game like that. We've seen other games where the Sharks had slow starts. This was not a game like that. We've seen other games where the Sharks had low shot volume. Well, this was one where the shot volume was not incredible, but they were burying their early chances. Every single aspect of what they needed to do in this game, they did exceptionally well. It started off with a goal early in this one. Just a minute and 45 seconds, Jan Ruda with his second of the season.
Here comes Kane to DeBrincat down the left side. He shoots one toward the net, and Georgiev gets a piece of that. It rings off the glass and ricochets all the way back to the Red Wing zone, where goaltender Ville Husso touches it and leaves it for the D. But the Sharks are in there forechecking hard. Wenberg just back, throws it out of the slot. Will Smith, a one-time shot. Great save. Rebound. Score! Jan Ruda gets the rebound and bangs it in past Husso. After an incredible save by Ville Husso off of Will Smith, Jan Ruda gets his second goal of the season at 1:45 of the first, and the Sharks are off to the races, leading 1-0 in Detroit.
That goal was assisted by both Will Smith and Alex Wenberg. Now, Will Smith had not had a great game against Minnesota. He was sat down for a large portion of the game. So for him to come back, skate really hard throughout the entirety of the game, but most importantly, help the Sharks score that first goal, that to me is a big moment for Will Smith because he showed he is able to respond in that instance. For Alex Wenberg to get back into the lineup and for him to be able to contribute on that first goal, that's a big moment for San Jose as well. And then Jan Ruda, who is not known for his goal scoring prowess, but you know, he said in the post game, they asked him what he saw. He said, "I saw the goalie," which means he had an opportunity, which means he had a lane. The replay on TV, head up, looking right where he wanted to go, had the opportunity, was decisive in the moment, put the puck in the back of the net. And if you get a goal that early on when you're on the road, that feels like a tone setter for a road trip. Now, I have no idea what's going to happen in the remainder of this trip, and they are going up against some talented teams, and especially some teams that have been playing better as of late. But just to score a minute and 45, fewer than 2 minutes into this road trip, to give yourself the early lead, that felt, again, like a big moment for San Jose, and the fact that they did not slow down after that. A lot of times this year, San Jose's taken an early lead and taken their foot off the gas. Their shot volume has gone down. They've just not looked like they've, you know, really been engaged enough after that. They felt like that was enough work and just expected the game to come to them. Instead of that, the Sharks go out there and make a play shortly thereafter. Nico Sturm burying an empty netter.
Rebound picked up, and Eklund races out to center. One against two. Picks it up, feeds it on the left. It's a breakaway for Sturm. He's in. He digs. He shoots. He scores! Nico Sturm scores for the San Jose Sharks at 17:41 of this first period. Shorthanded goal for Nico Sturm with 2 seconds left on the penalty against Ferraro, and it's 2-0 Sharks.
Hockey is a game of effort and doing the little things right. Generally, when you do those little things right, it will lead to success throughout the course of a game and the course of a season. But it's also a game of opportunity and a game of momentum. And San Jose, by taking advantage of a situation that presented itself and getting that shorthanded goal and giving themselves a two-goal lead early in the game on the road, that's a big moment for San Jose. That's not just about Nico Sturm getting a shorthanded goal. That's about the Sharks taking control of a game early on. And I think the most impressive part about this is that Detroit was stunned at this point. The Sharks just knocked them down to the mat. Detroit got back up, and you knew there was going to be a pushback, But Detroit did not look like they were ready for what San Jose was bringing early on in that game. And I think that Drew pointed it out pretty clearly in the broadcast where he talked about there being lazy defending from Detroit after a pretty sloppy change as they were getting some fresh bodies out there on the ice. It didn't look like there was hard defense to stop Eklund or Sturm on that play, which tells you a couple things: that they didn't think it was that great of an opportunity, A, and B, that maybe the Sharks had them a little bit tired, even though they were on the power play. I mean, that to me is something that does not happen by accident. When you see guys on the power play just looking a little bit lackadaisical, that means they're looking for answers. That means they're looking for just overall something to do that isn't what they've been doing. It looked like they were caught off guard, whether it was on that power play when the Sharks scored the shorthanded goal, whether it was when Jan Ruda scored his goal early on, whether it was the entirety of the first period, they were caught off guard. And again, the Sharks knocked Detroit down to the mat, and they did not look like they were humming along well enough to really give themselves the opportunity. So yeah, this was a big start for San Jose. Again, they knew there was going to be pushback, but at this point, everything San Jose had been doing was working. We knew there was going to be pushback, and it didn't take Detroit long into the second period. 1:28, Vladimir Tarasenko puts one in the back of the net, making it a 2-1 game, breathing life into Detroit.
Hansen on the right point, put it in the air, gloved down there by Ferraro, but taken back by Berggren, sends across the rink, left corner, and Edvinson in deep in front, they score! Edvinson got it to the net, it bounced back very quickly, and Vladimir Tarasenko is a guy that's going to put that to the back of the goal. He ends an 18-game goalless drought with that goal to make it a 2-1 game.
But my favorite part about this is that following that goal, San Jose did not panic. They didn't overpush. They didn't try to open up the game and play a panicked style of hockey that immediately required a response. Instead, they calmed things down. And that was a very much turning moment in my mind where the Sharks just handled the pressure that Detroit was bringing, and Detroit didn't get any closer. And you had Georgiev making big saves. You had him continually coming out to make big plays. You had the Sharks just overall handling the puck well. They weren't turning it over. They weren't making the big mistakes. And instead, they were just playing sound and fundamental hockey. And I think that's indicative of where this team is on January 14th and now January 15th. But where they were earlier in the year, after they see that 2-0 lead disappear, they might get a little bit nervous. They might get a little bit grippy. They might get a little bit just not calm what they needed to be. Instead, that goal really seemed to regather the team. They drew their focus together, and they were able to put forth a really good second period. Again, Georgiev had some nice saves. The Sharks were able to just control things and really gave themselves a great bit of momentum going into that third period when they did retake their 2-goal lead thanks to a goal from William Eklund, who has been playing like an absolute star lately.
Celebrini behind the net, centering play, score! William Eklund, a perfect pass from Eklund Celebrini. 26 seconds into the third, what a goal! Sharks lead 3-1.
And this is the response game that I appreciated from San Jose last night, because their lead disappeared from 2-0 to 2-1, but then they didn't panic. They didn't let the game get away from them. They didn't try to force anything. And instead, they just kept on playing the game they'd been playing. And as it went on, they were overall rewarded. And early in the third period to get that goal to reestablish their lead, that's a big, big moment for San Jose. But we look at William Eklund since he returned to the lineup on the 4th of January. Had an assist in that game against Vegas. He had a goal and an assist. Didn't have any points against Utah. The Sharks didn't have much offense against Utah. Then had a goal against Minnesota. Then had a goal and two assists last night against Detroit. William Eklund, again, playing like a star. 6 points in his last 5 games since returning from injury. And, of course, throughout this game, a part of 3 different goal-scoring plays. That's more offense than the Sharks had had in a lot of games lately. So a big night for him. And it was needed, especially as Detroit began to push back. And this is where things got a little bit hairy. You've got William Eklund's goal under 30 seconds into the third period. Then about 5 minutes later, you've got Tarasenko responding with his second of the night, cutting the lead to 3-2.
Here's an angle play by Valeno right on net. Stick save made near side. Came back, kept in. Gustafsson sends it off the boards. A weird play, and they score! Tarasenko in front gets his second goal of the game after being goalless in his previous 18. And the Red Wings make it a 3-2 game. But that play was a play in which the home team understood its boards, because that puck deflected right out in front off of Georgiev. A heck of a job by the Red Wings to get that off the end board, off of Georgiev, and right out in front of the net for Tarasenko. It's 3-2.
Once again, San Jose's two-goal lead has been halved. They're up 3-2, and they're in need of a big-time response, and that's exactly what they find. Mikhail Granlund on the power play gives San Jose a 4-2 lead to reestablish that two-goal buffer.
Wallman now will drop it back to Celebrini. Sharks have a minute 15 left on their power play as Toffoli gets it on the right wing, gains the offensive zone, taken down. Celebrini, lead pass, moving in, Granlund shoots, score! He went to the backhand! Mikhail Granlund scores on the power play, and the Sharks are up 4-2.
Big for a number of reasons. A, it rebuilt the Sharks' two-goal lead, but that's really the first goal that we have seen from Mikhail Granlund in quite some time. His last goal happened back on December 14th against Utah, and his point scoring really hasn't been there as of late. Now, I can point to the overall discussions that have been happening around him regarding the trade deadline. Same thing with Fabian Zetterlund with his extension. It's not surprising to me that these two guys, amidst all the chatter, have cooled off a bit. But for Mikhail Granlund, he gets his first goal in a month's time. He's only had, 2 points in the new year before last night, so that was big for him to get a third point and help the Sharks reestablish that lead. But it was another response for San Jose in that moment. San Jose had not been finding enough offense. They had not been finding enough responses throughout the season. You know, we go back to that game against Vegas where they give themselves a chance in that game and then they give up two shorthanded goals, about 23 seconds apart, if memory serves me correctly. That's not the type of response that you're looking for. You're looking to be taking control of the game yourself. And then in this instance, Mikhail Granlund helps San Jose reestablish that two-goal lead, but then they give it up right back again. They're playing a good game, don't get me wrong, but Detroit is not going to go down quietly. It's 4-2. Mikhail Granlund has just scored a power play goal, but Lucas Raymond comes back about the halfway mark of the third to make it 4-3 and tense once again.
I'm Dan Rusinowski along with Jason Demers. Game one of a five-game trip. Off the draw, they feed in front. The Red Wings score! Dylan Larkin wins the faceoff by poking it forward, and Lucas Raymond with his stick down in front of the net surprises Georgiev with 9:56 gone by in the third and plenty of time left in this game. That goal by Lucas Raymond makes it a 4-3 contest. The Sharks' lead is cut to 1.
Every time momentum swung towards Detroit in this game, San Jose had an answer, and we're looking at 10 minutes left. You know it's going to be hairy. You know it's going to be tight from here to the end. But San Jose, less than a minute after giving up that goal to make it 4-3, Tyler Toffoli, assisted by William Eklund, gives the Sharks their two-goal lead back. Another moment of where questions are being asked of San Jose. Their buffer is cut down to 1, and yet just as they have done in every other instance in that game, they've been able to quickly rebuild it, handle the game, and give themselves the momentum that they need. Tyler Toffoli, his goal of the night to go with 2 assists as the Sharks put themselves back in front by 2 goals.
Into the corner now, celebrating, fighting for it, digs it free, sends it toward the net, but it's intercepted by Hall in front. Eklund a chance, score! Tyler Toffoli gets the rebound, bangs it in. Sharks make it 5-3 with 9:03 to go. Wow! Whoa.
Detroit had scored to make it 4-3 at 9:56 of the third period, and Tyler Toffoli scored 61 seconds later at 10:57 to make it 5-3. San Jose finding the responses time and time again, and Tyler Toffoli, again, he's been a massive signing for San Jose. He has been the guy that really just time and time again comes through with the big goals, comes through with the big moments. His leadership is very obvious out there on the ice. He continues to be a performer, showing exactly why he was worth the big investment. He believes in what San Jose is doing here, and hopefully his signing will be pointed at as one of those big moments to where other free agents said, you know what, I can go to San Jose and start making a name for myself, start giving myself a great opportunity, because he has shown since the minute he came to San Jose that he, even on a quote-unquote bad team, is able to put up some pretty impressive numbers and comes through with a big goal last night for San Jose to reestablish that two-goal lead, makes it 5-3. And from San Jose, they know at this point on, they just have to control the game. They've got a two-goal lead. They're going to be able to make the big stops. And a lot of that is thanks to some stellar play from Alex Georgiev.
It goes to the left wing corner boards. Doug free, Sharks intercept it. Eklund couldn't get it out. Edvinson kept it in, puts it off his stick. Uh-oh, DeBrincat shoots, save made. A great save by Georgiev on the rebound. Another chance for DeBrincat, and Georgiev makes that gigantic stop, and the Sharks clear it out and get a change.
Georgiev has looked like a completely different goalie throughout his last three games. He didn't play between December 31st and January 7th. We saw Askarov get some starts. He was able to work on his game with goalie coach Thomas Spear, and suddenly he's looking a whole lot like the goalie that we knew previously in the NHL as opposed to what had happened lately for Colorado. He gave up three goals against Vegas, of which I'm not really putting a whole lot of blame against him on those goals. Two goals against Utah, three goals against Detroit. That's giving your team an opportunity to win games. If you're giving up three goals, I think that's a good enough chance for your team to win. It's not perfect, but I don't need Georgiev to be perfect. You don't want to be a team that always needs your goalie to just bail you out and stand on your head in every single game. But he's given up eight goals over his last three games. That, to me, is indicative of a goalie who's playing some pretty decent hockey. Now, that doesn't mean that he is perfect, but it means that he's making an improvement, because you look at the three before that, he gave up four against Philadelphia, five against Vegas, four against Colorado, gave up four against Winnipeg, gave up three against St. Louis when the Sharks got the win, and that was his first start for San Jose. But I've looked at Georgiev and felt that that's not some huge fundamental flaw why he's getting beat. I saw a guy whose confidence was getting broken up a little bit because he knew that his team in Colorado had lost confidence in him, and I think that you just saw him look a little bit nervy and a little bit unsure of himself. And you know, the thing that I've been pointing to is if you go back to a few games, it looked like he was just that much busier in front of the net, moving around a lot, not really finding himself in a good space all the time. In this game, in the last couple of games, he's just been a little bit more quiet. He's been a little bit more steady. He's been a little bit more sure of himself net front. And I think the fact that he's not moving around as much, he's not leaving as much open net, that's helping. He's also used to what the Sharks are doing defensively now. He's got an idea of what they're going to do. He's putting himself in a good position to make saves, and he's coming up with the big saves. And the guys in the room in San Jose, they are giving him confidence. I think that they all knew what they were getting into here in San Jose. It's a different pressure type of situation where San Jose is, you know, not in a Stanley Cup chase the way that Colorado is. And I think that everyone is giving Georgiev an opportunity to regather his game. They're not telling him they need him to be perfect. They're just making him feel like a teammate. And so the Sharks, not a team that was playing to outscore the opposition, you know, right now they're just going out there to be a better team one game to the next. Georgiev is trying to be a better goalie one game to the next. And the early results look pretty promising for San Jose. I don't know what San Jose has in plan long-term for Georgiev. I don't know if they're going to be able to flip him at the deadline, but I do know that he is finding a better game in San Jose than he had working in Colorado. And I think that that is something that other players should look at in San Jose and say, you know what, whether I am a big time player, whether I am a role player, guys are refining themselves in San Jose. Mikhail Granlund has found his game. Look at Mackenzie Blackwood. He has found his game. Vitek Vanacek, before the injury, was finding his game. These are players that have been big players in the NHL, and they're regathering their games. They're reestablishing themselves as the players they once were. Tim Liljegren had not been able to find playing time in Toronto. In San Jose, he has been very effective on the ice. Fabian Zetterlund was not really what he is in San Jose and New Jersey. In San Jose, he's a goal scorer. In New Jersey, fans liked his effort, but now in San Jose, he's that much more of a goal scorer. I mean, you can go down the list of guys on San Jose who are showing exactly why San Jose wanted them. Alex Wennberg coming up with a point last night. He's got 21 points on the season, playing some very high-quality hockey. He was maybe not viewed as a big-time acquisition, but now every night it seems like he's in on a goal-scoring play if he's healthy. You know, I had dubbed him Winberg earlier in the year because he was coming up with those game-winning goals, but it's hard to deny the impact that he's having. Guys are coming to San Jose, and they are finding their game. At this point of the game, it was about San Jose finding their way to the finish. Georgiev making big stops, the defense making big clearances. Then you have Mario Ferraro coming up with a big, big empty netter.
Detroit shoots it back in with the extra attacker on, but Ferraro steals it, clears it down the ice toward the empty net. Score! Mario Ferraro sends it all the way down 190 feet. He's congratulated by Jan Ruda, who also scored a goal in this game, and Mario gets his fourth of the season. That's a huge empty netter. Sharks are on top 6-3 with a minute 38 to go.
You wish they all went this way. Every time the Sharks needed a big-time response, they came up with the big-time response. The saves were there. The goals were there. The shorties, the power plays, the empty netters. It was a perfect game in the sense that every time San Jose needed a response, they had the response that they needed. It doesn't work out that way very often in the NHL when you're a team that's in San Jose's situation, but for one night, everything went the way that they needed it to go, and they didn't cruise to a win, but they flexed to a win. Not in an overbearing look at us, we're that much better than you, but in a we knew how to play a fundamental game, we played it, and we walked away with the type of victory we know we are capable of.
Yeah, obviously it's good to win and get rewarded for. You know, I think we've been playing some decent hockey, and then get rewarded for it is obviously a real positive. But the big thing is what I liked is our resiliency of, you know, we give up a goal, we come right back, we get right back on it. And you know, we give up another goal, we come right back, we get on it. We don't sit on our heels for too long. That those moments that we're on our heels are now less and less as the season has gone on. You know, I think Sturm's line gives us some really good momentum after goals to keep the momentum. So, you know, I think our guys are starting to understand our identity and how we need to play. But I think the biggest thing we learned tonight, you know, to fight through that adversity, just to keep playing. Things that are going to happen in the game, and you can't dwell on it. You got to continue to push forward, and we learned that tonight, which is a big, big positive.
Pushing through adversity is just another way of saying you responded to the challenges that arose during the game, and the Sharks jumped out to that 2-0 lead early. Every time Detroit tried to reestablish themselves in the game, the Sharks had the answer. A huge performance across the board. You didn't feel like anybody had a quote-unquote bad night. Everyone came through where they needed to for San Jose. And again, William Eklund playing like a star player since he has returned to the Sharks lineup. This is what Warsawski thought about his game.
Yeah. He works extremely hard at skill and picking up pucks off the yellow, which is one of the hardest things to do for young players, is picking up pucks off the yellow, getting your head up and making a play. And we've noticed it all year that he's elite at that ability, elite. And it's a special talent, and he's obviously a special player, and he's just going to get better and better. But, you know, I thought our whole group tonight was really good of, you know, fight through some adversity through the game and moments and, you know, get into our identity and got away from it and got back to it quickly. So I thought our whole group was solid in that aspect tonight.
And Alex Georgiev kept on coming up with big saves for San Jose as it appears that he is rounding into his previous form.
Yeah, he was really good tonight. You could tell he was tracking pucks. He was locked in, made some huge saves for us. So you could see his game has been trending right in the right direction. So happy that he got rewarded tonight with a win for sure.
And now it's a matter of taking this momentum in the right direction for San Jose as they continue forth on this road trip. They're going to be in Columbus on Thursday. They are going to be in New York on Saturday. Then on Monday, Boston. Tuesday, Nashville, before they come back home. But, you know, right now for San Jose, they've been playing a decent brand of hockey that has not yielded wins. In this game, they were able to fight their way to a win. And it's against a Detroit team that, again, had been playing better hockey as of late. They had won seven straight going into last night's game. But now, against a team like Columbus, where they're going to be going up against a team that's now won five games in a row, yeah, they've got to, again, make sure they play their best hockey, because that other team is playing some of their best hockey. And even the Islanders are playing 500 hockey in their last 10. Nashville is playing 500 hockey in their last 10 games. Boston, a very talented team, even though they've not found themselves this season, has won two in a row. So, you know, the Sharks, they've got challenges ahead of them on this road trip, but the most important thing is they got themselves off on the right foot. The Sharks now sit at 14-26-6 on the year, 34 points. They are 5 wins away from tying their total of last year, 8 wins away from tying their total of 2 years ago, as it feels like they continue to take strides and become that much better of a team compared to what they were a short time ago. But for San Jose right now, it's a matter of looking at all the things that they did so well in this game, not trying to get ahead of themselves and think about winning 2 games in a row, but going back and reflecting on what they did. In terms of who we might see in goal, I'm not sure if it's going to be Georgiev or Askarov. Georgiev's been playing good. Maybe they want to ride that hot hand. They know what they have in Askarov. I think if Georgiev, if they can continue to build him back up into a high-quality netminder, they might be able to flip him. So we'll see. We're out of time. I will see you all on Thursday afternoon for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.